In the movie Trading Places, the characters of Mortimer and Randolph Duke pick up a street hustler portrayed by Eddie Murphy to test a hypothesis.
Given the right surroundings or encouragement, I'll bet that that man could run our company as well as your young Winthorpe.
Are we talking about a wager, Randolph?
Mortimer and Randolph had two counterparts in Chicago traders William Eckhart and Richard Dennis. Dennis reportedly made his first million by the age of 25. A few months after the movie hit theaters, Eckhart and Dennis placed newspaper ads looking for new talent.
The ad looked like New York Yankees looking for a starting shortstop.
Michael Cavallo was already in commodities for the beverage department at General Cinema. But the idea of working with Dennis was on a whole other level.
They had something like 2,000 resumes.
The ad read something like this. A group of applicants would be trained in Dennis's proprietary concepts, trade only for him, and get a percentage of the profits. Chicagoan Jim DeMaria was among those picked.
It was Nirvana. I think I got an $18,000 draw, and that was enough to pay my grocery bills, and I knew that was going to be secure.
The name Turtle came from Dennis, who thought he could train traders as fast as turtles were raised in farms. Michael Cavell is the author of The Complete Turtle Trader. He explains their method.
The premise is that markets are a reflection, the buying and selling in markets are a reflection of just people, people's decisions, human behavior. If a market is moving up, then you want to be following that trend. If a market is moving down, you want to be following that trend. And the idea being, if it's going down, you're shorting the market to make money as the market drops.
They took around 20 people, about half with no business background, like Michael Carr. The Wisconsin native worked for the company that created Dungeons & Dragons. Carr and the other turtles had 3.5 to 4 years to make money after 2 weeks of training. He says part of the recruiting process included answering personality questions.
Such as, how important is money to you and why? Would you rather be good or lucky?
Carr, Cavallo, and DeMaria won't say how lucky they were, but they didn't lose money.
It was a successful thing to, you know, plan and build a house of my dreams and do that was good.
Oh, I made them millions of dollars, and so I got a very good percentage of it.
It was a lot, several hundred thousand dollars probably.
That was your take.
Right, over the 4 years.
But not all of the turtles made money, and several were dropped early in the program. Richard Dennis and William Eckhart declined to be interviewed for the story. DeMarina would describe the experience as a success.
If this were, in fact, the dollar bet, which is the theory, you know, can trading be taught? Yes, trading can be taught, but maybe not to just anyone. You might not be able to predict who the ones that are going to be successful are.
Pay up, Mortimer. I've won the bet. Here, $1. Wait, okay.
Michael Cavell says the lessons continue today.
Twice in the last 13 years, the S&P has dropped 50%. You know, Richard Dennis taught his students a strategy that understood the market was volatile. I think they're seen as visionaries and very successful traders.
Today, Cavallo is in Massachusetts and works for the Clinton Foundation. Carr is a freelance writer in Wisconsin, and DeMaria is still trading with his own firm. Yolanda Perdomo, WBEZ.